Hey mamas, have y'all ever been in a group of people or one-on-one with maybe people that you don't know that well? Maybe they're just acquaintances, or maybe they're friends that you're not really comfortable with, and noticed that you talk different. You sort of code switch. Maybe you talk deeper, maybe you talk higher, maybe you talk faster or slower. Maybe you don't make the same kind of jokes you would make, whether it be with close friends or with your family or something. I was really thinking about how strange it is that so many people do this, and I am so guilty of this, of doing this. I do it all the time, and it's so natural to me that I've never really questioned why I do it, or for who I do it to, or if it's good or bad. And I kind of had a existential crisis the other day because I was like, oh my God, who am I? What do I actually sound like? And I looked in the mirror and started talking, and I was like, what does my actual voice sound like? Because I sound different depending on who I'm talking to. And it really threw me for a loop for a little bit. But I realized I'm probably not alone, I hope. And that's what we're going to get into today, is changing yourself for others. We'll get into it all right after this quick break. Okay. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. First off, I realize I probably sound so different on this podcast versus how I sound maybe my YouTube videos. And I don't know if that's good or bad or not. I want to start off by saying it's not I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily me faking a voice. As y'all know, on my YouTube channel, I'm I sound if a helium balloon exploded and then a squirrel ate it mid explosion and then somehow gained consciousness and sentience and could start speaking. And that's that is what I sound like in my YouTube videos. Whereas on the podcast, it's a little more mellow. It's a little laid back. And it's not that I'm okay, time to record YouTube video. Let's get crazy. I think it's more when I'm excited or, in a heightened state of mood, I kind of, my voice gets higher. I talk faster. And I do this really weird thing where I'll just do accents, and I've tried to break out of this, but I had a friend point this out. Y'all, have you ever been around someone, or maybe you've done this yourself, where if you get nervous, you start talking in a British accent or something? I feel this is a fairly new phenomenon. It's very interesting, but for example, say you're with a group of four people and you're trying to figure out where to go and you really want to go to Chili's, but everyone there hates Chili's. So you're like, I'm thinking maybe we go to Chili's. I don't know if that made any sense, but using an accent to try and add a splash of humor to break awkwardness. I notice I do that a lot. Obviously I'm not British, believe it or not. So, speaking of though, accents, one thing that I notice I change myself or change about my voice is when I'm in America, I fully say words the American way. So for example, bag, how I usually say it, I say is bag. I mean, I never said a boot instead of about. I never really said a, I say washroom instead of bathroom, things like that. Well, that's how I say it when I'm in Canada, but when I'm here, I say bathroom. I fully am Americanized when I'm here, and it's so strange, and I don't know how to feel about it. I feel it makes me feel kind of weird when I notice it, because I'm well, that's just not how I talk. I was raised to talk and say bag. Even though y'all say bog or bag. Ugh. But when I'm around, I think it came from, like, the way I switched was so many Americans would, like, point it out and be like, sorry, did you just say bag? And then I'd, like, feel so self-conscious. So I started saying bag instead of bag. And things like that, like, when you have when you're talking to a group of people and you know that speaking a certain way will, like, lead to less awkwardness, you're obviously going to speak that way. Now, like, whether that's good or bad is kind of what I can't figure out. So, like, more, like, broadly, like, this episode is kind of, like, just changing yourself in general. I know I just kind of focus on, like, changing how you talk around people, but, like, changing yourself in general for people and if it's good or bad. I think it can be both. So, obviously, there's things about you that you really should not change ever for anyone. Like, for example, like, your physical... I think we talked about this when I talked about plastic surgery and stuff. I mean, I'm not saying you should never get plastic surgery. If it's something that truly, like, genuinely you think will, like, improve your life and there's, like, no mental way to get over whatever insecurity you're trying to fix, go ahead. Like, who am I to judge? I will not. No, I'm kidding. But if it's, like, a seed planted in your head by, like, a specific person, or, you know, like, you see freaking, you see your friend just got, like, jaw filler, and they're all, like, have a freaking 90 degree right angle jawline, and they're like, I want that, and then you go and get it too. I think that is, like, very bad, and... There's good things you can change about yourself. Like, say you're with people and you have a bad habit of maybe cutting people off mid-conversation. Oh my God, I used to be, like, so bad for this. It was, like, actually thinking about it is horrific. I genuinely actually don't think I, like, figured out how a natural flow of conversation with a group of people goes until, like, a year ago. It genuinely was so bad. I would get so much anxiety from groups just because I would always be kind of, like, left out and not end up saying anything because I'd, like, try and interject and then, like, accidentally cut someone off and then they would look offended and then, like, it would go silent for a minute. The way there's actually nothing, like, no worse feeling than when you're in a group of people and you, like, accidentally cut someone off or say something awkward, and then it goes silent. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm, like, literally sweating thinking about, like, all the times I've done that. And, like, it's horrific. It really is horrific. So, things like that where, you know, it's not a favorable quality. It's not really good. And, you know, sometimes, like, a lot of the time you can't help it. It's just, like, automatic, or you're just socially awkward and it's hard to pick up the flow of a conversation and, like, chime in without cutting someone else off or, like, ruining their train of thought. But, like, it's something that you can change, and I've managed to change it for myself. I mean, I hope I still cut people off occasionally, and it's very awkward when I do, but... it's just kind of hard because, like, then you kind of get into this territory of not knowing, like, what you should change about yourself and what is, like, kind of off limits. It's kind of like, have y'all ever, like, plucked an eyebrow or something? This is a horrible metaphor. I'm so sorry. But I was doing this, like, literally last week. I was just plucking an eyebrow and I was just, like, taking hairs off around the edge. And then I was like, wait, what if I do more? Da, 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 da. And I was like, what if I do more? Da, 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 da. And then I was like, oh my God, like, literally my eyebrow is, like, half the size that it used to be. And I just took too much off. I actually ignored the last 20 seconds of me talking. That was a horrible metaphor. I really tried to make it work, but it just did. It just fell apart. It just crumbled horrifically. It's hard to tell, like, what parts of you should change, because, like, once you change something about yourself and you notice, like, good effects comes from it, like, for example, maybe you like maybe you stop cutting people off and you notice you have like more fun conversations, or maybe you start like wearing makeup or put on like foundation and like start getting compliments on your skin and stuff, and that your skin is good. And then you decide to like start changing other things. Like every other insecurity is now on like the task list of things to like knock off. It kind of becomes like a slippery slope, I guess. Because it, I feel like it's very much like, if you can be so comfortable in like exactly how you are and you're not putting on like anything, like not makeup wise, but like literally like you're not putting on like a fake personality. You're not putting on, like you're literally just showing up like exactly how you are. Like that must be so freeing to just be able to walk in any room. And if they don't like you, they don't like you. And if it's awkward, it's awkward, or, you know, but I guess like on the other hand, not to play devil's advocate. I have a sword on the ground that I really need to play with. It's been sitting there for 3 episodes and I need to like swing it around. It's like a thought sword. I'm going to friggin' hit my iPad and crack it in half probably. But, on the other hand, you can be, this is fully devil's advocate, but I just kind of want to explore this thought. You can be fake, and then if people are rude to you, you won't ever take it to heart because it's not your real personality. Wait, let's think about that for a second. Let's think about this ethically. Say, like this is an extreme example, but like imagine if you just introduced yourself as like as a British person, and you're not even British, and you like have a fake name and a fake everything. I feel like it would be kind of freeing because you could just like literally do whatever, and it if people don't like it, then that's just not you and you can't take it to heart. I feel like that's kind of like, for me, why I think some creators that like really have like a fake online persona, and I say really because literally everyone either has a fully fake internet persona, like creators and stuff, or they ramp up their own persona a little bit for like YouTube. As you all know, like I don't ramp up my, well, I just ramp up me in general. Like when I film my YouTube videos, I'm just like, okay, time to drink a Red Bull and be insane, and then I edit it insane. So it's like still part of me, but it's just not me all the time, you know what I'm saying? But like that's why so many of these YouTubers, like I want to say like Trisha Paytas, a lot of people that like do a lot of trolling and stuff, they can like live with getting like 100,000 hate comments a day, like brutal hate comments, because they know it's like people are hating the fictionalized version of themselves and it's not actually them. And I don't know. It's weird because obviously like not a good thing to have a fake personality. Like I truly believe it's like probably more freeing to just fully be yourself and not have to like worry about if what you're saying, what you're doing is like matching up with like the fake persona you've created. Like that sounds exhausting, but at the same time, it would be scary, but I feel like it could be interesting to just fully be yourself and like speak your mind. And I've been like super close with people that are like that, that are very much like what you see is what you get. And I'm like really torn. I don't know if it's fully the way to go. Like I know everyone's like, be who you are, all that jazz. But like, I also have seen people that are just fully like themselves and kind of like struggle with it. And almost, I think where people struggle when you're like really yourself is like speaking your mind. Like out of all the different things you could change about yourself, maybe like having a social filter is one thing that is kind of important to maybe be like a little fake about. Like, there's this person that I knew that like we would hang out in groups and there would be like people that they weren't really that close with, and if they agreed with any or disagreed with anyone in the group, they would just like blurt it out. Like someone could be like eating someone could be like, hey, want to go for salmon bagels? And be like, salmon bagels are disgusting. Salmon bagels are nasty. And it would like very kind of like clearly be like a little shock to the group. Not that like salmon bagels are like the end of the world or anything, but be like, oh. And they like wouldn't care. And obviously there's like a really silly example, but it's like bluntness, I guess, is what that is. Can be too much for some people. And I think, you know, some people really appreciate that. Some people like love when it can be blunt, but like that can be also very intimidating to a lot of people. And ooh, I almost dropped my sword. And so I don't know. It's like a weird mix. It's really situation to situation, on like when you should kind of be fake and when you should be yourself and be real. Speaking of which, I just got a Be Real notification, so I'm gonna go do that and pretend like my life is amazing. Okay, I'll be right back. I want to like kind of talk about the problems of changing yourself. Let's say for like friendships and like relationships, like any kind of partnership with a person that ends up being like a little long term, like let's say a year or so. If you really change yourself, and let's say you change how your voice is, you don't show like your interests and such, you don't really like share your values. Wait, let's get deeper. Let's say you talk deeper because you're scared of appearing weak. And let's say you don't listen to rap music, even though it might be your favorite, because that person doesn't like rap music. And let's throw in another thing. Let's say let's say you put in a lot of product in your hair, so because you know this person likes producted hair, like done up hair, but you like to just like look like a rat. Let's say those things. So you can like get into this friendship or relationship right off the start, and you might be fitting like this person's like kind of dream narrative, like dream perception of you so well, and things and the friendship slash or relationship might like be super well right off the bat, because like, you know, you're fitting yourself perfectly into this person, but it's like very much not you and kind of like a performance. And changing yourself is like easy in the short term, like say for things like you're going to a party and, you know, want to look done up, or you lower your voice because you want to appear confident or something for like a night or like a day or something, like that can work potentially. Mind you, it's still not you, but just to get over like the like maybe awkwardness or like an insecurity you have, like just doing quick little fixes like that. However, if you continue those and you start building a friendship or relationship based on like this like fake character you've created, you will get to a point, and I'm saying this with confidence because I've experienced this before, to some extent, you will get to a point where you're like, wait, like I kind of need to like show who the real me is. I guess like for how do I say this? A lot of like friendships I've had, I kind of concealed how much I really don't have it together. And so a lot of friends would be quite surprised when I would like finally reveal to them and be like, I literally think I went insane today. And then like actually describe to them like what horrific experience my brain came up with for the day. That's kind of one thing I've experienced. But no matter what, like you will get to a point where you're fed up of like faking whatever it may be, or whatever you've changed about yourself. And a few things might happen. Like, the person might start be confused and think you're actually putting on like a new personality, because suddenly you might sound different. Suddenly you might look different. Suddenly you might have different values, beliefs, or like interests. And they'll be very confused because they don't match up with what they've seen for the past, like, say, year or so. When in reality, that is just you. You're like going back to your actual personality. So that might confuse them. They might, they might like question you, be like, why are you talking like that? And it would be very awkward, because then you kind of have to explain, like, say this is one thing that I feel like always comes up. Like, say you were hiding that you love, you're a gamer and you love to game and play, and you watch like Apex Legends tournaments and you're like super into that. But you hide that throughout, like, say, like, a year of friendship or something, or maybe you downplay it, and then, like, you start to, like, just really get back into it, and then they're, like, confused, like, why are you, like, into that? It almost might offend you, because, you know, like, that's a part of your identity, this, like, gaming, and they think you're just, like, putting it on for whatever reason. So, like, that is a problem that, like, can and most likely will come up. Like, I doubt there's anyone out there that can, like, just create, like, a different personality and be able to upkeep it, say, like, in a marriage until they die. Like, unless you're, like, a freaking, like, Russian sleeper agent or something. Like, I genuinely don't... I don't know if it's possible. But it's... It's tough, you know? And I guess, like, I was just really thinking about, like times that I've kind of done things similar to this. But I also realized, like, this is definitely, like, a, like, maybe not a universal experience, but, like, a bi-coastal experience, a municipal experience. Like, some people definitely are doing that, if not a lot. So I was, like, wondering, like, how do you know when people are changing themselves for you, and how can you stop it? Because it honestly might be such a relief to someone. Now, take what I'm about to say with a grain of salt, but it might be such a relief to someone if you can, like, kind of acknowledge that they're changing something about themselves, whether it be, like, for an insecurity or something like that. If you can acknowledge it and be like, you don't need to, like, do that anymore, like... What is the One Direction lyric? Don't need makeup to cover up. That is just not even... I'm sure whatever girl that... Who was that? Like, Louis from One Direction? I'm sure that when he said that, she was like, whoa, Louis from One Direction, I don't need makeup to cover up. I don't need to change myself for you. And then they lived a happily ever after. No. Stupid example. But I think it... Say it's like an anxiety... Oh my god, the word is on the tip of my tongue. An insecurity. And you kind of notice that someone has this, and they're like changing themselves to maybe they think they're making you more comfortable or making it less awkward. What is, like, a good example of that? Maybe they're, this is gonna be such a random detailed example, but, like, say you, are very, very much kind of, like, a fun, hippie, like, out there, disconnected from technology person, and you notice that your significant other is, like, hiding video games. Like, maybe you saw on their Instagram before y'all started dating or whatever that they were, like, very much posting, like, video game content. Have lots of pictures with a controller in their hand because they're such a gamer. Something like that. But then, like, when you're together, or since you've been together, you notice that they don't do that anymore. And if you, like, bring up gaming or anything, they, like, get weird. Maybe just be like show interest in it. And hopefully you're not a psychopath and you like don't actually think it's like weird or something to be a gamer. Like, be like, hey, you game? That's so cool. I didn't know you were into that. Why don't you show me your video game? Why do I actually sound like I'm 70 years old right now? Jesus. By the way, I literally remember the other day that I was born in the 1900s. And I tweeted that. I was like, y'all, I literally was born in the 1900s. And people were like, wouldn't that mean you'd be dead? No, because the 1900s include the 90s, which was when I was born. 99, baby. My birthday. Last 3 months of that century, of that millennium, I don't know. Still squeaked into Gen Z. Gen Z apparently is 97 and on. So made it into there. If I was a millennial, I don't know what I would do with myself. I think I would have a lot of self-hatred. Why is Monty literally stomping around at the speed of light upstairs? No, it like fully has been freaking me out though. Like at VidCon, like seeing people like younger with me. I really, the heat is getting in my head. Seeing people that were like 2 or 3 years younger than me that had like full beards and like looked like they were 30. Not saying that I look like a spring chicken or anything. Like I know I have a little bit of baby face, but like I'm not the freaking fountain of youth or anything. Let's not get crazy here. But like, I was like, whoa, like, I really am old. Like, there's people younger than me that look like distinguished gentlemen's. And they were born in like 2001. So that really sent me spiraling. A lot of things have been sending me spiraling recently. Some things I would love to tell y'all, but I just can't get into it yet. But this morning I very much woke up. Okay, so this just turned into Ben of the Week's therapy session. Perfect, perfect. Speaking of which, BetterHelp. Anyways, I literally think I had like a break from reality. Like, first of all, I had a dream. I'll make it quick. I know like talking about dreams is so stupid, but I had a dream, a very realistic one. Like, it felt realistic, like definitely not actually realistic, but like I was, Stranger Things like reached out to me and wanted me to audition, and I auditioned and got like a small role, and then like it was such a fun role, and I was like the fun character of the season, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I woke up literally thinking it happened. Like, it was such a realistic dream. Like, every detail, I never even questioned that it was a dream or anything. And then I woke up and believed it for a good like 5 minutes. Like, I was just laying in bed like, my life is gonna change when the new season of Stranger Things airs, and I'm in it, and I make my acting debut. And then I realized it was fake, and I wanted to die immediately. I wanted to literally put my head in the oven and start it at 500 degrees. So that kind of set the tone for the day. And then I had another thing come up, which I can't say what it is, but literally rivaled that in how ridiculously insane of an opportunity it was. Maybe it'll come, maybe it's just at the stage where it's an opportunity. Maybe something will come of it and maybe something won't, but we'll see. But like, literally, to me, it's like as equal as like getting on Stranger Things. And I literally genuinely did not know if it was real or not. And I didn't know if I was awake or not because the dream was so real. So I, like, literally since then have been, like, so, so weird. I was, like, pinching myself all day, like, making sure I can, like, feel things. I'm still, like, very just not with it right now. And I really wish I could just tell y'all what it is because it is the most bonkers thing ever. I think I'd probably be able to tell you in like a month or so. So like, tweet me in a month if I haven't said what the thing is, but you'll know what the thing is if it happens. But like, actually, it makes no sense. And it's like such a thing that I like kind of always dreamed of, mixed with like literally just so much weirdness that like it sounds made up. It sounds like I'm literally lying. Okay, I'm gonna stop like freaking edging y'all and like trying to hint to what it is without literally giving away a single thing. But you'll see, I guess. I'm gonna go scream into my pillow now. Thank you so much for watching this episode. I really appreciate all the love you guys have been showing recently. If you enjoy this episode, please leave a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And tweet me your own drama using the hashtag DramaMamaPodcast. Okay, burp. Hiccup. Tweet me your own drama using the hashtag DramaMamaPodcast on Twitter. My Twitter is Ben of the Week. And I'll see you all next Wednesday. Thank you so much for tuning in. Better of the week, it's Joe, baby.